Mark your calendars for the 6th Annual California Jazz and Wine Fest on Sunday, April 9th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Four Seasons Hotel in Westlake Village. One ticket price gives you access to live jazz on two stages all afternoon and tasting from over 80 of your favorite wineries, craft breweries, distilleries, and local eateries. Presented by Rotary Club of Westlake Village, proceeds will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Conejo Valley and other 501c3 charities. The California Jazz and Wine Fest attracts 1,500 attendees, and last year the fest sold out. So hurry to purchase your tickets. Go to www.californiajazzwine.com. And for more information, call 805-380-6010. That's 805-380-6010.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family-owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American-grown in the Midwest and hand-popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high-quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Studio Channel Islands Arts Center invites everyone to their 2017 Collector's Choice Art Fundraiser. If you're interested in starting an art collection or adding to yours, join Studio Channel Islands for this exciting event on March 25th. For the price of a ticket, you'll walk away with a piece of art valued at $350 or more. Studio Channel Islands will continue their stage time programming on March 31st with their next Comedy and Cocktails. Studio Channel Islands Arts Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to my show. And I'm excited to be back. I tell you, you know, I've never done that. Have you ever taken a month off?
No.
I know.
I think I did when I was 8.
I'm telling you, you know, my husband really wanted to just kind of unplug, and we did that. We took a trip to Ecuador, and thank you for all the support and all the messages. Yes.
Ecuador. And why did you pick Ecuador?
Go figure.
Interesting, it's your husband, right?
Of course. Yeah, but let me just explain my favorite thing. He was like, what was your favorite thing there? 85 degrees in the water, you know, walking down the ocean and the softest sand. Okay, I mean, that is amazing. The water was just so, you know, that almost like bathtub.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so that was my favorite thing. We went to amazing things, but I'm telling you, the prices, I think we were there and we ate and drank and did everything and it was like $1,200. It was nothing. I mean, it
wow.
was, yeah. And so you get a really nice meal. I'm talking a really nice meal, $12.
Fantastic.
So, you know, there's a lot of people thinking about it. And, you know, we met some amazing new friends and people, you know, very adventurous all over the world. So it was very cool. So anyways, I'm back. I'm excited to be here. We've got lots of great things happening. And of course, if you are just tuning in with us and starting your day in a positive way, we're so glad that you're here. And of course, I'll start it off with a little bit of inspiration. Your mind is a garden. Your thoughts are seeds. You grow flowers. flowers or you grow weeds. So, you know, we really need to be careful of what we're thinking about every day. And anyways, I'm so glad that you guys are all here. And of course, I'm Kim Pagano. I'm here, Tom Spence.
I have many gifts
yes,
that you are offering the audience.
I know. So we're going to do that. Let's give out our phone number at 805-419-0008. And just to get started, I'll tell you, our first guest is going to be Joanna Garzilli. And of course, her book is Big Miracles. And of course, that's the 11 spiritual rules for ultimate success. I love that. I can't wait to talk with her. And then we've got Florence Ann Romano, and she's going to be talking about Nanny and Me. And if any of you, you know, we have our grandchildren and, you know, life starts getting busy and you need a little help, but we want to make sure exactly how to do that. So we're going to be talking with Florence a little bit about that. And then, of course, I do want to remind you that our show goes all the way till 8 o'clock. So we've got a whole nother hour of some amazing guests. And but not only that, call in. We want to hear from you. We want to just say hi at 805-419-0008. And also, follow us on our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, all those great places. We also have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and you can find out about all of our guests and all the events that are happening. So all you have to do is call up and give us your email when you call up. I'm going to come back, but Tom, let's talk about some of our great giveaways.
Let's start off with a Ventura County favorite, Home and Garden Show in Ventura County, the Spring Show at the Fairgrounds. Turn your house into the home of your dreams. Hundreds of exhibits, kitchens and baths, windows and doors, sunrooms and floors, and much more. That is happening March 17th, 18th, and yes, 19th at Ventura County Fairgrounds. Los Angeles Zoo, tickets for the zoo, great to take the kids. California Jazz and Wine Festival, the best in music, April 9th, got a pair of tickets for that. The Ladies Charity Luncheon and Tennis Tournament starting at 10 in the morning on March 27th at the Las Posas Country Club. You can shop over 15 fabulous vendors and enjoy a delicious lunch or play some tennis if you wish. Flappers Comedy Club, this place is a blast. Top comedians in the country, the ones you see on the big evening shows are always there. Flapperscomedy.com to see them on the web, but you can win tickets here with Kim. And finally, the Urbane Cafe, best known for handcrafted sandwiches and fire-baked bread, located in Thousand Oaks, also Oxnard. Visit urbanecafe.com for more information and other locations.
There you go, and thank you so much, Tom. Also, I want to invite everybody for next Thursday, and of course, that is March 30th, over at the Pierpont Inn. And it's breakfast at 7:30. And of course, we are celebrating 2017 Hope Worth Giving Breakfast. And of course, that's their 40th anniversary. That's Project Understanding. I will be emceeing. I hope to see a lot of your faces out there. And again, it's a free breakfast, but you need to RSVP so they know what they're you know, going to be dealing with. And you can go to Hope Worth Giving 2017. Eventbrite.com. If you can't remember any of that, just call us and we'll let you know, because I'd love to get some of my listeners out there to support this great cause. And again, that's Project Understanding. All right, let's bring our first guest on. And Joanna, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, Kim. It's wonderful to be with you today.
Well, thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And is this your first book or do you have others?
This is my second book.
Oh, nice.
My first book was HarperCollins.
Okay.
So that's a dream come true. That's a big miracle right there.
There.
I love them.
Okay, perfect. So tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of your journey and how you, you know, why you wrote these books.
Well, when I was 6 years old, I remember having one of the trips of my life that was flying Pan Am, back in the day when Pan Am existed, having Chinese chicken on the plane. I got to meet some fantastic people on the plane. I ended up sitting with a Native American chief, with a hillbilly, and two Hare Krishnas, and a priest as well.
Yeah.
It was when you could run around on the plane back in the day.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to them all about the meaning of life. What was the greater purpose? Which I don't think is a typical thing for a six-year-old. And then I was taking a trip to Disney World, and I remember on that trip, this idea of anything's possible, dreams can come true, right? Disney's all about that.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 weeks later, when I returned to London, because I'm from the UK, I had a total American accent. That was how much I fell in love with the US. And from that young age, I think I had in my heart that I wanted to eventually live in America, which now I live in Santa Monica. And so spirituality has always been something that has been important to me, although I didn't always see it as that. I sort of went in and out of it, where when things didn't go well for me in my life or I didn't understand certain things, I would push it aside and actually sometimes in certain situations put myself around the wrong people, put myself in dangerous situations without realizing they were dangerous.
Like, give us an example. In what regards?
So, I mean, going and hanging, for example, in my teenage years, going back and hanging out with, say, a group of people. Like, there was one time we were out clubbing one evening. I never got into the drugs. I was just really into dancing. Mm-hmm. And I remember just going with a friend of mine, this guy that we met at the club who was a bit older than us, and going back to hang out at his place in King's Cross. Thank God nothing happened, but totally stupid thing to do. I mean, if I had a teenage daughter in that situation, I would be freaking out.
Right.
Yeah, so I just didn't, it was like I was always trying to push the boundaries of, okay, if spirit is really here, or if I'm really taken care of, if everything's going to work out, I'm just going to sort of just test and see if everything works out. And thank God it always has. I've always felt this deep connection to spirit. For me, my idea of spirit is that it is love, it is energy that surrounds us, that is would seem invisible, intangible, but it is there supporting us.
Okay. I totally agree, too. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We thank you for being here. And of course, we're talking with Joanna Garzilli and her book, Big Miracles. So is it really possible to create miracles in your life? I mean, for my listeners, for all of us, do we just, you know, how do we go about that?
So I believe in taking small action steps and also carving out time, especially in this busy day and age. When I say carve out time, even just a few minutes here and there to be able to get quiet, to focus inwards. I like this meditation process, which is to just to center, ground, and connect. So how does one do that? Well, the simplest way to center is to take one of your hands, place it over your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep inhale. Mm-hmm. As you exhale, let go of all the fears, the anxieties, things that wake you up in the middle of the night, and be able to just come back to that. That just doing that step alone allows one to center. I find for myself closing my eyes and putting my hand on my heart like that immediately brings me to a space of shutting out the external noise, what other people think, say, you should be doing with your life. And getting back to that place of peace and calm and connecting with one's inner guidance, one's intuition. And then the grounding part is just as simple it could be as taking a walk outside. It could be if one lives near the beach, right? Mm-hmm. Being able to get down to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Just that difference I find for myself, if I can get down to the ocean, like right physically at the shore there.
Well, I was just saying, I don't know if you heard, but my husband and I took a month off to go to Ecuador.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I walk 2 miles every single morning. And you know, it's hard to unwind because we're busy. And, you know, I mean, everybody is busy. And we've got a couple businesses, 4 kids, you know, just a lot going on. And after 2 weeks, it was like, oh my God, this is what it feels like. You know, some people can't even hear what they're thinking anymore because it's so entwined. And God, the just the water and the waves and the, you know, I actually practice just being, you know,
and the ocean, right?
Yeah.
The ocean really helps one to do that.
Yeah.
the other day, our son, we have a seven-year-old, he started to get under the weather. We could tell he was going down with a cold. So we made him stay home. And then I said to my husband, we just got to get down to the beach. So we took him down there and he took off his socks and his shoes. He put his feet in the water. And I could just like just see him filling up with energy and happiness. And then the next day he was great. He was better. You know, everyone's like, oh, rush down to the pharmacy, you know, get down to CVS,
right.
Go and buy your medicine, this, that.
Yeah.
Like, resting, the meditation. I gave him a little foot massage, a little reflexology with some nice apricot essential oils. And then he was as good as new. What if we did those things for ourselves? I think that when, to be able to create miracles, we have to allow, well, we have to give ourselves permission to create the space to get into alignment. And that alignment lines us up. It lays the foundation for us to be able to create those miracles. Because if our head is filled with stuff, sort of what you were saying about, right, the weeds in the garden before,
yes,
and we clear out those weeds so we can plant roses or whatever.
Absolutely.
Other beautiful flowers we want, then we are ready to manifest miracles.
I love it. I love where you're going with this. So here's a question. Have you always lived your life like this, or is this something that you've taught yourself? And I know that you have, you know, in your book, you talk about the 11 spiritual rules for ultimate success.
Those 11 spiritual rules have really evolved, have come about over a period of time as I've looked at how did I get to the place where I created the things that seemed impossible that I wanted for my life? And then dissecting how I help my clients do it, looking for the commonality.
So when you say your clients, are you a therapist or tell us?
Coaching.
Coaching. Okay.
Coaching. So okay. I started, gosh, well, going back before I even went into coaching, I mean, I was at one point, I was doing mediumship, mm-hmm, which is about connecting with loved ones on the other side.
Mm-hmm. And so you do that too?
Yes, I do that as well. Mm-hmm. And that's something I've had since I was a child, but I just didn't know how to balance it back then. It was very tumultuous.
Mm-hmm.
So I found meditation, exercise, and just looking at other people who have walked the path before me in that area, like James Van Praagh, Doreen Virtue, that really helped me to be able to use it in a positive, constructive way. And then that evolved into healing, and then it evolved into coaching, because I found, in, not always, but in, I used to have a TV show in the UK, and people would call in, and they'd say, what are the lottery numbers today, or what should I do? And it was really frustrating, and I thought, I need to help people find the answers for themselves. So it's, mm-hmm, better for me to ask them the right question instead of tell them an answer. Because even if I told them a certain thing, they might not believe it, or they would have some subconscious resistance to creating that breakthrough for, mm-hmm, themselves.
Wow, interesting. Joanna, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I want to dive a little bit deeper into what you're doing and give some insight for my listeners.
Wonderful, yeah.
Okay, great. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we have lots of stuff that we're going to give back here. And I'm going to start off with a pair of tickets. And of course, that is the 2017 California Jazz and Wine Festival. And I would love to share that with somebody. And of course, we would love to have you call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, that is over at the Four Seasons in Westlake. And I'd love to share those. So call us right now. We'll be right back.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here, tuning in. And I'd love to give something away right now. We've got the Home and Garden Ventura County Spring Show, and that's happening this weekend. And of course, it's been happening, and we've got tickets. So call us if you want to go to the Ventura County Fairgrounds Home and Garden Spring Show. And of course, if you're doing any remodeling, it's kind of feels like that time to kind of brush up everything and make it all shine again. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to get those tickets in your hand. All right, we are talking with Joanna Garzilli, and we're talking about her book, her second book, Big Miracles, and of course, the 11 spiritual rules for the ultimate success. Joanna, what are the 11? And if we could go through them kind of quickly, and then we'll highlight on some of them.
Absolutely. So rule one, align with spirit. Rule two, be a spiritual vehicle. Rule three, commit to your breakthrough. Rule four, forgive mistakes. Rule five, live without ego. Rule six, believe in your ability. Rule seven, accept responsibility. Rule eight, aim high. Rule nine, take the right action. Rule 10, be of service. And rule 11, get outside your comfort zone.
Okay, I like those. I like those. And are those all in the book?
They are all in the book, and there are amazing exercises, okay, and different processes and tools to go through to really help one put it into practice in one's life, because I was one of those people that would read a lot of fantastic books on personal development.
Right.
And then, you know, see my life was not transforming.
Yeah, but is that because you really didn't define what, like, I know you talk about defining a miracle. Some people don't think of them as miracles.
Right. I think a lot of it goes back to this idea of Rule 6, believe in your ability, that they just don't think things are possible, especially that if they have challenges in their life, let's say that they're in massive debt or they've gone through a loss of a loved one or abandonment in a relationship, or they just didn't have the type of support that was necessary to follow through and to create their dreams. And so when those underlying thought processes hold one back, I think that when we break things down, and that's really what I aim to do with Big Miracles, was to make it really simple that even someone who was in fifth grade would be able to answer a question from where they were at and be able to understand more about themselves. Because how can we really understand anyone else or what's going on in life or what we need to do if we are not in tune with ourselves?
How do we get in tune? You know, it's funny. There's times that I feel like so in tune and then sometimes off balance. And what's your thought on that?
It happens to everyone all the time. I feel for whether someone's making $10,000 a year, $100,000 a year,
right,
$1 million a year, whether someone is in their early 20s, whether someone is in their 50s.
Right. We're all vulnerable to that, correct?
All the time.
Yeah.
And that's why in Rule 1, I speak about the difference between alignment and misalignment, being able to recognize those signs of misalignment. Because here's the thing, if we are always focused on growth and of being of service and giving back in some way to our community of living a fulfilling life, then we are going to move into misalignment because we're trying new things. We're just doing stuff that we've never done before.
Mm.
You can't expect to be an expert of something, say, going and doing a salsa dancing class or taking a singing lesson or going learning how to surf or doing oil painting. I mean, you know, you can't make those comparisons. We all have to start somewhere. And so that if you're not naturally good at something or you're doing it for a first time, it is going to bring up feelings of vulnerability or maybe even shame and insecurity. And the important thing is just to have the awareness. Going through the 11 rules helps you get really aware of, okay, this is where I am, and it's not something bad.
Okay. And so let's go back to you. How do you help clients? If you were to help me or my listeners, what would be some of the ways that you would go about it?
The first thing that I would want to focus on is what is ultimate success for you? Because each person has their own idea of what ultimate success is. And we have to have somewhere to move towards, to know a direction that you want to go in. And here's the thing is that in our society, ultimate success, going for what we really want, a lot of the time we've just been taught that that isn't the right thing to do, that we shouldn't have big dreams, that goals are lofty. But really having a goal and having a clear vision of what you want helps you identify, okay, I am at point A and I want to get to point Z. And then what are those steps along the way that need to happen? Are they at an emotional level? Are they at a mindset level? Are they practical things that you need to do? I have a client I'm working with right now, and as we started, she's a realtor, and as we started to dive deeper into, I worked with her last year, she doubled her income, and then she wants to do the same again. We're working together a year later. And what came about was that she really needed to clear her space, her home space. So we'll get on the phone and she says, okay, you know, we've taken down these awful curtains that I've never liked since moving in. We got rid of this old furniture. Her, bless her, her partner was saying, no, we've got to buy new furniture before we get rid of the old stuff. And then she said, no,
right,
we need to get this old stuff out first.
Right.
And then her partner says to her, you know what, we should tear up the old flooring and go and get new floors. And she's
well,
been wanting
I do
to do
believe
that for
that.
So long.
Yeah, you have to. So that's about clearing your space, right?
Yeah.
Making a really good environment for you to be in.
Right. So it could be your physical space. It could be your body. It might be that one hasn't been taking care of oneself physically. And, you know, I find a lot of the time extra weight on one's body or low energy levels comes from not giving ourselves permission to do the things that we want.
Wow. Okay. I like that. Okay. And what would be your next thing?
In terms of an action step?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Of all the big things, if you could give us three, you know, great tips that would have really just taken people into that next step, so that they can kind of get excited and, you know, you're local too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So
yeah.
What I've learned in my experience is making spirituality very practical. And so I have these questions always when I work with a client. And this is something that one can do for oneself. And the questions are, today, what's working? What's been working for you in the last 24 mm-hmm. hours?
Uh-huh.
What hasn't been working today or in this last 24 hours? And okay. then why? Because that suddenly brings everything into perspective. If we're so busy in the, I've got to get to the next thing, I've got to, you know, not allowing ourselves to feel, if we can just take that moment to pause and evaluate, great clarity can come from that. Clarity is awareness. It allows us to tap into our intuition, to come into alignment. And then we don't have to doubt that next step. We don't tiptoe into something. If for some reason it doesn't work out, how we're planning for it to work out, doesn't mean something's wrong. I like to say, well, what if a mistake is a miracle waiting to happen? The amount of times in my life where I thought, oh, I messed that up, or that didn't work out, and then a month, 3 months, a year, maybe even 2 years later, I've gone, oh my gosh, things that actually happened perfectly. I just couldn't see the bigger picture at the time.
I totally agree. Yeah, you're right. And it's sometimes just, it's supposed to, we're supposed to trust the universe, correct?
Absolutely. And if one doesn't have evidence before of things working out, I would say to them, okay, you woke up this morning and you didn't have to think about how your heart's beating. You don't have to think about where you're getting your next breath of air. You don't have to think about gravity and that we're traveling through space at 67,000 miles per hour. You have enough trust that you're going to make it through the day. So why can't you start to expand that trust into things working out in your relationships, in your finances, in your health, and in creating those big miracles for oneself?
Wow. Wow. I love it. I love your energy and I love what you're talking about. I'd love to talk to you another time again. Where do we find your book?
Big Miracles is available on Amazon, in Target, at Barnes & Noble, pretty much everywhere.
Okay. Well, good job. And Johanna, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show and, of course, our podcast, that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano. I look forward to talking with you. And I again, big miracles. I like it.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you so much for having me on as a guest.
You got it. You have a great rest of your day. And we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking with Florence Ann Romano. And, of course, we're going to be talking about Nanny and Me. And, of course, that is her book. But we're going to be talking about really actually how to hire a nanny. And you know, in this crazy world that we live in, you want to make sure that we have the best for our children. So anyways, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. And again, I'd love to share some LA Zoo tickets with you. And call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back.
Studio Channel Islands Arts Center invites everyone to their 2017 Collector's Choice Art Fundraiser. If you're interested in starting an art collection or adding to yours, join Studio Channel Islands for this exciting event on March 25th. For the price of a ticket, you'll walk away with a piece of art valued at $350 or more. Studio Channel Islands will continue their stage time programming on March 31st with their next Comedy and Cocktails. Studio Channel Islands Arts Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you of our next hour. We've got John G. Miller. And of course, his book is The QBQ. And of course, that is the hands-on tool for practicing personal accountability at work and in life. And then we're going to talk to Pam Weiser. And of course, she is with Metal Lark. And we're going to talk about the Ladies Charity Luncheon and, of course, the Brothers Tennis Tournament. And so we'll find out a little bit more about that. And, of course, we've got tickets for that. And also then we're going to talk with John Gastanelli and, of course, Easy Money and the American Real Estate Ponzi Scheme. So lots of great stuff. Stay around, and of course, I'm going to invite my next guest on, Florence Ann Romano. Florence, are you there?
I'm here, Kim. It's so great to be talking to you.
Well, thank you so much. And so you are a nanny, correct?
I am a former nanny. I was one for 15 years, but still staying very much connected to children, just in a different capacity now.
There you go. So you wrote this cute little book, and I love it. It's just really telling, it's kind of a great way for kids or parents to tell their kids how they need a nanny, correct?
Absolutely. You know, 60% of families in America today have a nanny or a caretaker, someone helping with their children, and that is a very, you know, staggering statistic, and that actually rises in line with the employment rate. So we're not seeing something that's trendy. This is really cultural now, where we have a lot of people helping with our children, and we're doing our children a disservice if we're not talking about the subject matter with them and preparing them for this transition, which can oftentimes be traumatic for a child and also traumatic for the parents.
Right. Well, it's interesting. Both of my daughters have children and one of them has twins. And it's interesting, you know, I've always been their only babysitter. And I said to her, you know what, honey, you probably need to start getting some. And she's like, I know. And so we were talking about what is it that you want them to do? And she's like, what do you mean? I just want to make sure that they take care of my kids. Well, of course, but what about, you know, when your kids are sleeping and you need some extra help around the house? That's kind of to me. But tell me a little bit about what's your thought on it. And kind of let's back up a little bit. How did you even get started as a nanny?
I started as a mother's helper when I was 11 years old, if you can believe it or not.
And I can, because I remember doing that. And that's exactly, I literally just had this conversation with my daughter. And I was saying a mother's helper, like, folds clothes and, you know what I mean, kind of makes sure things are straightened up. And
yes.
And she's like, I'm not going to ask them to do it. I'm like, okay, you know.
You learn a lot of responsibility from that, truthfully, though. You know,
it really does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, 12-year-old, you're really learning a lot about responsibility and discipline. And, you know, if you're really interested in being a nanny or interested in being a babysitter.
Or owning your own home and making sure it runs well.
Exactly. You're learning a lot of important skills. And it's great to be exposed to different parenting and different styles, you know, in the home, you know, in different homes.
Yeah.
So that was really exciting for me. And I just really always have loved children. I was one of those little girls that used to ask my mom to take me to the hospital, which was the toy store, and I would go pick out my baby dolls and I would come home and make birth certificates for them. I mean, I was like a totally baby crazy person. And so it was a natural fit for me to become a babysitter and then a nanny. And so I did that for about 15 years. And there's a great saying, Mary Poppins has, that you stay until the wind changes. And That's really what happens.
What is
in
it?
My
you
life.
Stay until the wind changes?
Stay until the wind changes. Okay. Yes, that's what Mary Poppins
says. I like that. This is very true.
Right. And I always tell other nannies that too. They're always like, how do you know when it's time to retire? Or, you know, when it's time to move on to something else? And I said, you stay until the wind changes. And you know, you will feel that, you know, when it's time. And I did. I felt that in my, you know, early 20s when I went on to different ventures in my life. But if I hadn't retired, I wouldn't probably have gone the route of writing my book and then going on to start my brand as the Windy City Nanny. So really, you do have to kind of pay attention to the signs, you know, universe and God gives you that you're supposed to be going down a certain path. So that's what led me to where I am now.
And where are you now? You said the Windy City.
The Windy City Nanny is what I go by because I am from Chicago, originally born and raised, and I'm talking to you from Chicago today.
Okay.
And that's where I did all of my nannying. And so I
and
really,
so what is your business? I know you obviously you wrote this book. Is this your first book?
That's my first
Congratulations.
Book.
Congratulations. Okay.
Thank you. And working on my second, but that's going to be for parents. But what led me to kind of retiring from nannying is I started my own business in Chicago, which is a video production company called Original Six Media. We do video for businesses. So I stay very much involved in many different creative facets in my life.
Okay.
So it kind of led me to being able to use imagination as a nanny and then use imagination in a different art form.
And do you have children?
I am single and have no children.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I would love to have children one day. I believe that's probably going to be my life's biggest mission is to have children one day. But I have to. I think I have to like date and get married or something.
That would probably be helpful in the beginning.
So
let me ask you a question. So what are some important tips that you have for somebody hiring a nanny, or would it be for the nannies? Like, which one would you, you know?
I think it's important to pay attention to both parts of the equation, because I come from a very firm line of thinking that you need to understand the values of your family before you can hire a nanny. And the nanny needs to understand their values. And if the nanny and the family can agree on these shared values, then that's going to be a wonderful marriage. That's going to be a wonderful union. But if they don't, this is where people run into problems. And I hear all the time about the revolving door of caretakers and nannies. And why does this keep happening? Well, it's because people aren't paying attention to the fundamental foundational reasons why they need this person in their house. So an example I love to give to parents who are hiring is look at your religion, for example. If you happen to be a very conservative Catholic family and you go and you're going to hire a conservative Jewish male or, you know, female, is that going to work out? Because if you're going to ask this nanny to take your children to church on Sunday, can the nanny do that going to a church that is not their denomination and be able to advocate for the family's religion, not their own?
So was that one of your things that you had to do?
I have done that before where I've taken children to the mass that you know, the parish that their family belongs to. It may not necessarily be my own, and this is
It might be like a Sunday school or a religious school, but not to sit in with their children.
It's something that definitely happens, because you have to remember that when someone's hiring a nanny, it's going to depend on the family for what the reasons are why they're hiring that nanny. Are they there just a few hours a day, or are they there from the minute they pick them up from school and then, you know, until they go to sleep at night? Are they there 7 days a week? Are they living in? I mean, there are a lot of different reasons why you hire a caretaker. So depending on what you need this person to do, that's why it's important to evaluate the values and the needs of your family before even diving into the interview process, because you really need to have a very sound understanding of the expectations.
Got it. Okay. What about cameras?
I am a huge advocate of nanny cams. I think that is, you know what, that trust but verify, always, you know, what I like to say.
I totally agree, yeah.
Because you know, you have to have peace of mind as a parent. These are your most precious possessions.
Yeah.
These are, you know, this is the most precious cargo you've got. And if you're going to be nervous about something,
yeah,
then get those nanny cams. And
right,
there's also a really interesting addition to the nanny cam. If you've got children with special needs, whether it's autism or Down syndrome or perhaps even a child that has no language ability at all,
mm-hmm,
imagine how scared those parents are about leaving them with a stranger, because those children cannot communicate for themselves if there's a problem.
Correct.
If something, their abuse is going on. We see the news all the time now. So that's why nanny cams are a great asset for a family.
Wow. And so you said, what was the alternative?
If you don't have a nanny cam, you obviously have to be very trusting to a
certain
extent.
Oh, got
it.
Okay, yeah. So you should definitely do a nanny cam. Got it, yeah.
But you also need to talk to your children and tell them, you know, about safety, stranger, you know.
Right, but, you know, they feel like if you let them into your home, it would be safe, I would think. You know, I had four children, and we always had, you know, people working with us and stuff, but... yeah, I don't know. We were very fortunate, but still, I just still think, you know, if their babies aren't talking yet, how can they
right,
tell you? Yeah, no, I totally agree.
How can
agree,
they tell you? And even when the children are older, I've seen it in the news before. I've seen it, you know, it talked about in many different articles. And even firsthand, some children feel embarrassed or feel that they are not going to be taken seriously by their parents if they were to voice some sort of concern. That's why it's so important that your children understand that you are their biggest cheerleader and that they can talk to you about anything, no matter
right,
the subject
right,
matter, that you
yeah,
won't judge them and love them. They need to be able to have that open communication with you, to be able to come and say that something feels wrong, because
okay,
children's instincts generally are right on target.
There you go. Florence, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
Of course.
Okay, great. When we come back, I'm going to talk about how behavior issues with kids, and then, of course, you know, maybe inappropriate. You see a lot of things with nannies and, you know, and the spouses, right? So let's we'll talk a little
problem
bit about that. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give away some Urbane Cafe gift certificates. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Chicago, Chicago.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Mark your calendars for the 6th annual California Jazz and Wine Fest on Sunday, April 9th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Four Seasons Hotel in Westlake Village. One ticket price gives you access to live jazz on two stages all afternoon and tasting from over 80 of your favorite wineries, craft breweries, distilleries, and local eateries. Presented by Rotary Club of Westlake Village, proceeds will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Conejo Valley and other 501c3 charities. The California Jazz and Wine Fest attracts 1,500
300 attendees, and last year the fest sold out. So hurry to purchase your tickets. Go to www.californiajazzwine.com. And for more information, call 805-380-6010. That's 805-380-6010.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. We're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock, but I'd love to give something away. We've got the tennis tournament and ladies charity luncheon coming up. And of course, that's over at Las Posas. And that is March 27th at 10 a.m. And if you're into tennis and shopping and eating and all that good stuff, you definitely want to get one of these tickets, and I'd love to share those with you. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, we are talking right now with Florence, and we're talking about Nanny and Me, her book that she came out with, one for the children to understand what a nanny is. But we're talking about all the experiences that nannies and families actually have to go through. And now we were talking a little bit about, behavior issues. That's probably a really big one, because if somebody discipline my children in a way that I wouldn't feel comfortable, that's something you need to get away, like right up front, to talk about, correct?
Absolutely. You need to have the discipline conversation even when you're interviewing your prospective nannies.
Right.
Get their definition of what discipline actually means, because that is very different across the board. Some people still believe in spanking, believe it or
right.
not, and that is not that's not very politically correct anymore to be doing that. So you need to have that conversation right up front and say, this is how you discipline in your family, and can you be an extension of this discipline? Because the most important thing you can do for your children is make it consistent. You don't want them to think that, okay, only mom and dad discipline me, but I can get away with everything else with the nanny, because that they're not doing you a service then, the nanny, if they're going to allow that behavior and then they're going to send the kids back to you and they're all loosey-goosey and crazy and nothing is working.
There you go.
You need to make sure it's consistent across the board.
There you go. Okay, so of course we're going to talk about this. Should you hire a hot nanny? And I'm looking at your picture. You're pretty. Okay. How does that work in a relationship for the parents? Okay. And you know, maybe you can talk about some past experiences or your thoughts on that.
I have never personally experienced a father or anyone inappropriately treating me or talking to me. I've been very lucky. But you do see it splashed across the,
oh my God,
the magazines.
Yeah.
You know, that Hollywood constantly is telling you that this person cheated with this person, and Gwen Stefani and Ben Affleck and, you know, all these different people, Robin Williams. You hear about it. And it is something that exists, but that is the exception to the rule. It's not the rule, and it's not what's really going on in families across the United States and beyond. And it really upsets me, because nanny has become a dirty word.
Right.
Now, when you think nanny, it's someone that's going to cheat with your spouse. And the truth is, you can absolutely hire an attractive nanny. There's nothing wrong with that. But here's the caveat to that. You and your spouse need to be able to sit with that nanny, and you guys, you, the couple, need to have a very candid conversation with one another of, are you comfortable with this? Can you handle this? If you can't, please just tell me, and don't get mad about it. Don't get mad at them for being honest. Be happy that they're honest with you, and then move on to a different candidate. Because the nanny's job is to take care of your children. They are not there to be some sort of temptation or pretty thing to look at or whatever the case may be. And we also have male nannies. So, you know, we can't just say this is just a female-dominated industry, because it's not. There are also nannies now. But you have to be honest with yourself as to whether or not
you can handle. Yeah, absolutely.
There.
You know, it's so funny. The show that's on, Nanny, Give Me a Break.
I mean,
that is like probably the worst, you know, I mean, she's like closer with the husband than the wife. It's like, you know, she kind of runs the whole show. So I just,
right.
I think it's, you know, it is totally, this is something that's helped so many people. And yet at the same time, it does have a really bad rap. So anyways, where do we find your book?
You can find it in Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Books A Million, or you can go right to my website, WindyCityNanny.com, and you can order it right from there as well.
Okay, perfect. And so we have like a minute left. Give us, what are the top things that you would say that a couple needs to look for?
When you're looking for a nanny, you need to first and foremost understand your values, like I talked about before. What are the values of your family, mm-hmm. and can you find that in another person?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, understand the needs of your children. What do they need in terms of discipline, in terms of education, in terms of fun, in terms of imagination and culture? What do you want the influence of this nanny to be? And number three, do not be afraid to take your time with this process. It should not be rushed. You should definitely have a trial period. You need to bring the nanny into the home, observe the nanny with the children, and let your children give you feedback if they're able to talk, because they are unfiltered and you should take advantage of that. That's a great reason why kids are
unfiltered. That is very true. So, and now where is the best place to get a nanny?
The best thing, I think, is actually asking for referrals.
Yeah,
because
referrals.
That's like a built-in verification process. See who in your community is using what agency, or you know who they've hired and how did they find them. And if you can't do that, then definitely agencies are the way to go. But make sure you're also doing your own intel, background check, social media. See what's up on all of those different things that you can do on Google, because the internet is your friend when you're trying to research someone to take care of your kids.
I love it. Again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And please share our show and our podcast. And, of course, that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And good luck on your venture. And thank you so much for sharing some of your knowledge with us.
Thank you for having me, Kim. It was a total delight.
You got it. All right, take care. We are at the end of our first hour. We've got a whole nother hour, some great things and great giveaways. I hope that you stay with us all the way through. And of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. Wherever you go, no matter what the weather brings, always bring your own sunshine. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Don't